Hi and welcome to Let's Talk For Real, back again in Pano's place this time. Special guest, Pano.
Hello guys.
No Hannah with us today, because as I explained in the vlog, by the way, if you guys haven't checked it out, link in the description. Went to Greece, back from Greece now, and now back to regular content once again. And as I explained at the end of the vlog, we will be doing today no other subjects, just purely football business. I've explained to Pano briefly, but I'll explain to you all now very clearly. So, do you think it's easy, by the way? I don't know about a manager side of things, but in general, to do transfers, do you think they're easy?
Nowadays, probably harder because of, obviously, the money involved.
Yeah.
But it is harder nowadays, but, yeah.
And what would you say is harder? Would you say it's harder being the owner, or it's harder being the manager? Or head coach, whatever you want to call it?
Being the manager, I guess, because you want a certain player and then he might cost more than the others, and then the owner will be like, oh, I'm not going to give you the money for it.
Or, I'm not going to give you the money. Why should I give you the money? I pay your salary. Yeah. You go do it.
So yeah, exactly.
There's one club in particular now that we're going to do, and it's Arsenal Football Club. Now, I will be taking up the role of Stan Kroenke, because Stan Kroenke is a man who knows nothing about football, but he's a very good businessman. Don't have that twisted.
Yeah,
he owns some team in NFL who went to the Super Bowl final. Do you remember what they called? The Rams. He owns some Nets basketball team. He owns practically one team in every sport, pretty much.
Yeah.
He owns a lot. And his wife is like over 3 something billion.
Yeah.
And his wife owns Walmart. Walmart is basically, you know what they are?
Yeah.
They're a massive company.
Yeah, really big company.
And so what Stan Kroenke is now doing, he's buying people in to essentially run the club for him.
Yep.
So you probably heard they got Eto in recently.
Yep.
He does like transfer stuff now, and they've got Raul Sanneni, who used to be with Barcelona. Mm-hmm. And they got some other guy in, and I can't remember his name, but he's one of the higher ups there, yeah?
Yeah.
To replace Ivan Gazidis. So before that, it was just him and Wegner, essentially.
Yeah.
But mostly 80% of Wegner doing the job. And that's why so many people were getting confused and twisted. So this transfer window, is pretty much the most important and biggest one Arsenal have had in a long time, I feel, as a fan.
Yeah, in a while.
Yeah, so that's why Pano's going to be taking up the role of Unai Emery, the manager. Now, I'll explain the rules. You as Unai Emery, you have just had the season that's just gone. All the results have just been the same. It was your first season with Arsenal.
Yeah.
You've seen all the flaws. You yourself, as a football fan and Man U fan, you know the weaknesses. So I have a list here of every single player in terms of like the ones worth mentioning and the youths that have just come up. Ones that you feel you should keep or sell, and then we'll take the window from there. But I, as the owner, I might have something to say about that I feel Kroenke would.
Okay.
And for certain players, I'll take up the role, because I feel with certain players, things could get dicey, tricky, in other words, yeah?
Okay, yeah.
So, and that, by the way, that's why I got the paper and pen for. So, we'll start things off. Before you even tell me who you want and don't you want, I'm telling you straight away, you have 45 mil to spend. Okay. Are you happy with that?
No.
Why?
Because, like I said, nowadays transfer market is really expensive to buy players. You need more money. You can't just use 45 million like that.
But Mr. Emery, I've invested in this club multiple millions, multiple times, and I've given Wegner money for Xhaka. He hasn't produced. I gave Wegner money for Mustafi, and they paid 35 million for him. And what's he done?
Yeah, but Wegner's
going. Do you want Mustafi, Mr. Emery?
He's not bad. He's okay. He's not very consistent.
Would
That's
you pay 35 million for him?
I would sell him.
So can you see why I don't want to invest in this club? You see my point?
Yeah.
But we'll carry on from that. So we'll start with the players you do or don't want, yeah? So Matt Macy, you won't know him. He's a very young player who apparently has potential.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really know much about him myself, to be honest with you. Let me just quickly check that. Have you heard of Martinez?
Yeah.
Would you keep him?
He's a really good youngster. Yes, I would keep him.
You keep him in the team?
As a second goalkeeper, yeah.
At a second. So you wouldn't go and get a second goalkeeper now that Ospina has been sold. But,
I would keep him because he's really good.
Yeah, and you would sell Ospina.
Yeah.
And Ospina went for, what did he go for?
I think so, was it?
Two mil or something like that? Something ridiculous.
Something like that, yeah.
So I'm just going to say 2 mil for Ospina, yeah?
Yeah.
2 mil, I'm just going to do peanut because I can't be asked. I know what I mean by that anyway. Yeah. So now you've made a profit. You now have 47. Yes.
So you should write down 40.
Yes. You now have 47 to spend. You've made profit now. And it was 40 million, by the way, but I've added an extra 5 million because of wages and stuff like that, because we cleared up a lot of wages with Ramsey going, with Piacek going, and all sorts of other players have left, including Wilshere. Yeah? So now I'm moving on to the defence. Mavrospanos. Keep or sell?
What about Lennon?
Oh, sorry, yes. Well, that's obvious. Would you keep or sell him?
I would sell him and get another one.
Would you?
Yeah, he's really good, don't take me wrong, but he's not consistent. Like, some games he's been really bad.
I would say he's had a better first season than De Gea. As a Man U fan, De Gea was rubbish at the beginning. It took him a while to get as good as he is now.
Yeah, at the beginning, yeah. Yeah. He was really young as well. He was, what, 20, 21, 22, something like that?
Yeah.
If I'm not wrong.
And it's his first. And how? Bert Nono is 27.
There you go.
But it's his first season in the Premier League.
No, he was really good, like I said. But some game he wasn't consistent. Like.
All right. And you being a man who knows a lot more about football than me, how much would you say his worth is right now in the current market?
I don't know. Maybe
25,
15, 20. Yeah.
20. Say 20 mil, just to be generous to you.
Yeah.
So now you've made an extra 20 mil so above 40. Your 47. You've now got 67 million to spend. And you better have a good goalkeeper in mind to replace Nene, you know, I swear. Because I would keep him. So moving on to defence. Wait, where the... Oh, he's moved. I don't know why. Defence, Monreal, keep or sell?
Keep at the back.
Going back to Bert Nene, actually. I'm not doing it. I'm Bert Nene now, yeah? So... You've now told me you want to sell. Why do you want to sell me? I've just come to London. I've bought a house now. My family are happy here. I've got another 3 years deal on my contract.
Because you're not playing consistent, that's why.
But I don't want to leave. I'm happy here.
Then you'll be
what are you going to do?
You'll be a second goalkeeper. You'll be in the bench.
That's fine. I'll connect my money.
That's fine.
I'll be happy just to connect my money, man. I don't care. I'm getting paid.
Would you be happy just to sit down and not play?
Yeah. I'll just take my money. It's fine. If you're not going to play me...
Okay.
That's
fine. That's fine, yeah.
All right, then. So we're moving on to Monreal now. Keep or sell?
Keep at the backup. Not start 11, but the backup, yes, I would keep him.
Okay, for the experience.
I think he's really good, yeah.
I don't think I would start him. I agree with you. Mustafi, I would accept that. Mustafi, keep or sell?
I would sell it. Replace him.
And Mustafi, I'm now Mustafi... Boss, I've got 2 years on my contract. I don't want to go. I'm happy here. I'm being paid. And let me get that up right now. I have all their salaries here. I'm being paid at least 90k a week. I know I'm not as good as I used to be. I know if I go, for example, into Manan, who apparently want me, they're not going to pay my wages. I'm happy here.
They probably will pay your wages.
Huh?
They probably will pay his wages.
You can't promise me that. You can't promise me that when I go there they're going to pay my wages.
Find out.
No, seriously, like, if they're telling you they don't want to go, what are you going to do? I'm not going to go.
Yeah, but they have... Well, if the club don't want you here, why would you stay?
Because I can still get my money. I can still be paid.
Yeah, but like,
I know if I go to these other jobs.
What's the point of you sitting down, like not playing? Like, what's the point?
Do you know how many players do that these days?
Yeah,
he's a prime example. He wouldn't care. But moving on from him. So, if you were to sell him, how much realistically now do you think you'd get? You're not getting 35 mil back.
20. Yeah.
15?
20.
15.
20.
You're not getting more than 20 mil for him. 15.
20.
17. 20. And that's being generous.
20.
17. 20. 17. 19. And that's been... What are you currently on?
67.
13. Just to round it up and be nice.
Okay, 15.
15.
1-5?
Yeah. So how much profit now are you on?
60, 70, 83.
Oh, that's a lovely little profit now you've made. Moving on. For me, it's obvious. Rob Holden.
I'll keep him.
Yeah.
Good youngster.
Very good youngster. Now, you say with Monreal, you would keep him as a backup. Does that mean Kanasinac is starting for you?
Yeah.
Okay. I agree for now. Until you maybe improve that position. Kostionos Mathaspanos, the young Greek boy. I don't know if you know him.
I've heard of him, but he's a youngster, so I would keep him.
Would you keep him, known him, sell him?
Depends who else is there.
After him, we've got Socrates, Bennerin, Youngster, Cricioni, and Chambers, pretty much, as centre-backs.
Centre-backs.
He plays sometimes, this boy.
I'd keep him, but I wouldn't.
Maybe Carabao Cup, Europa League games.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
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 I agree with that one. Socrates.
Yeah, definitely.
Starting.
Be the captain. Yeah.
Yeah, captain. You'd make him captain.
Yeah.
So if you was I wasn't gonna ask you that. As manager, you'd make him your captain.
Yeah.
Why?
He's a leader.
And he's a rough bastard.
Yes, sir. But he's a leader. Strong personality. He's a leader.
Yeah, I agree with you with that one. Hector Bellerin.
Yeah, I'll keep him.
Starting straight.
Yeah, starting right back.
Zachariah Medley. Me personally, I know I'm not manager. I don't know anything about football. But I see that you got an awful lot of centre backs. So I would think about loaning him.
Yeah. I'll do that as well to get some experience. Why not?
And this other boy, I don't even know him, so I'm not even going to mention him. Now, very controversial. Koscielny. Keep or sell. Now, have you heard about what he's done recently?
Yeah, I can't remember. But
he refused to go on the American tour.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he refused to go.
As an Arsenal captain, that's not obliging to your contract.
I would tell him because he's old now. I mean, he's still a good player, but...
And he wants to go, so I don't argue with that one. But I heard they're trying to get $9 million for him. Would you say that's right?
Yeah. So that'll be... 92.
Cool, you're almost up to 100 mil, and that's without me giving you a single penny, Mr. Emery.
Yeah.
Now, Carl Jenkinson, keep or sell?
Sell it.
Why?
He's shit.
I don't want to go, boss.
Why do you want to go? Like,
well, listen, boss.
Okay, I'll keep him in the bench or whatever. No, I'll keep him in reserve. He wouldn't even play.
Do you see how many games that I play? I don't play fuck all games. I'm perfectly happy to be here, boss.
That's fine. Then you can go to reserve. That's fine.
Okay, good. I'm not going, boss. Canham Chambers.
Yeah, I'll keep him.
He's just back from loan, and you keep him. You wouldn't loan him again?
No.
Would you start? Would he be a second choice player?
Second choice.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Now, he is a midfielder. Don't get this twisted. AZ Maitland-Niles. He played right back a lot last season to cover Bellerin.
Yeah, I would keep him as a backup.
Even though he's not a right back, by the way. Yeah. Lucas Torreira?
Yeah.
He came same time as Neno. So you keeping him or sending him?
I'll keep him. Okay. He's really good.
So is Neno, but okay. Guendouzi?
Yeah, I'll keep him as well.
Young player, and he has promise.
Yeah.
I doubt you know this boy. Emile Smith Rowe?
Next.
Would you know him? Keep him? He plays sometimes in the Europa League games. I recommend that you keep him.
I'll loan him just to give him experience.
Fair enough. Pardon me. Some boy I don't even know. Henrik Mkhitaryan.
Keep him because we don't have wingers.
Well, Mr. Emery, with that 92 million, you're not going to invest in wingers?
Yeah, but...
He's not really a winger anyway. He's more of a CAM, isn't he?
Yep. But he can play the winger. So I'll keep him. I like him. I like the way he plays.
I don't rate him. And especially the way he played for your club as well. I know Danny Ceballos is here. But you have not made that signing, so that would be up to you if you want to go for that signing. Mesut Ozil, keep or sell?
Sell.
I don't want to go, boss.
Well, then sit
down. I'm being paid $350,000 a week.
Well done. Sit down, next.
I'm telling you, you're not going to sell certain players. Joseph Winnick. You know, you have the brother in Benfica.
Yeah.
And Man U, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
So I would, the potential, he could be.
I would loan him.
I keep him. Apparently, Arsenal really like him. They're planning to use him a lot next season. But that's neither here or neither there. Ah, my guy from FIFA, Bakayo Saka. Now, you have no say in the matter. You have to keep him. He's a very good youngster. See, even on here, he doesn't have a face. But I'm telling you, and not all Arsenal fans rate him. And Robbie Burton, but I don't know who he is, to be honest. Mohamed Elneny.
Sale. He's shit. I'm gonna go, boss.
Nah, I think he will want to go, because he'll probably be one player that wants more time. How much would you say he's worth, though?
25?
More than Mustafi?
No, 20.
50? What are you currently on?
19. 18. Okay,
18. Now, that's being generous. I know he's an Egyptian international, but my gosh. And it's a Iwobi. Keep or sell?
Keep it. He's a really good player.
He can't finish for shit, though.
Need to practice.
A lot. Granit Xhaka, keep or sell?
Keep. Strong.
Physical. And I'd have him as a backup. Would he be your starting? Or you plan to maybe get a better player?
Depends.
Okay. Depends on what's available in the market.
Yeah.
Now our attack. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang.
Keep it.
Of course. That boy you can't get. You might want him, but you don't know him, I think. Reece Nelson, keep or sell?
Keep.
Yep. I don't know if you know this boy. Edward Nketiah. He's basically... Sell or no?
No, I don't know who he is.
He's basically... After Welbeck left, he's the next best striker. Really good striker. He has, I think it's 30-something goals. He's the best goal scorer for under-23s in that league.
Okay.
Really good. So I'd recommend you keep him. Lacazette. Now, we had a discussion earlier off-camera about Lacazette. As manager, he's been with Arsenal for 2 seasons, if I'm not wrong?
3, probably, now.
Yeah, so would you keep or sell him?
Keep him, but I think I'll play him all the time.
Okay. Aubameyang be your first choice guy.
Yeah.
And this kid, I don't even know him, so I'm not going to lie. So, yeah, that's all your players you're keeping and selling. And how much do you now have, Mr. Henry?
$100 million.
$100 million. So, with that now, I'm going to tell you, you've got... Probably should have said who you're selling, to be honest, but wrote it down, innit?
Yeah, I know, more or less.
So, in your head... So, first, I would advise you, as I don't know much about football, but I can see clearly that you don't have fuck-all goalkeepers. You gotta go get one, Mr. Emery.
Yes.
And who? In your head, who do you plan to get? You have $100 million to spend. Now, you can do what the real Arsenal are doing.
I would get Perrin from Juventus.
Who?
Perrin.
Oh, he's the backup, ain't he? As you're starting.
He's really good, I'm telling you. Yes, he's amazing, man.
And how much would you say he's worth?
15, 20 mil, max.
And he's amazing.
15, yeah, but he's really good, I'm telling you, he's a really good goalkeeper.
Including agency fees and all that, shall we say 20 mil?
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah? So now minus 20 mil, and write down who you got, by the way, roughly. Just write down enough so you remember the name.
Perrin.
So that's our starting keeper now, yeah?
Yeah.
You've given Neno a chance, you weren't satisfied with his services. So... Your starting centre backs is pretty much Socrates and Rob Holding are your two best ones that you have, and you don't really have any backups. Do you want to improve on your centre backs? Do you want to get backups? What's your aim here?
Improve.
So who do you want to get? 80 million in the current market.
Jesus.
Now, do you want to try and do instalments like the real Arsenal are doing? Do you want to try and have negotiations with them?
I know a player, but they will sell him for like 88 million, like roughly.
Who's that? City?
Benfica player.
Who?
Ruben Dias.
Arsenal went into him at one stage. Yeah. You try to go for him?
Yeah, 60 mil.
Is he actually worth that much, roughly?
His release clause is 88, so they won't sell him for less than that.
Yeah, so they probably wouldn't sell him for anything less than the release clause then.
Yeah, 60 mil.
And you're paying that all at once. You don't want to pay in instalments.
Yeah, but 60 mil gone, isn't it?
So how much do you have left now?
20.
So you're not getting any more centre-backs in. So your starting centre-backs is probably going to be Ruben Dias and Socrates, yeah?
Yeah. And Holden and Shaman is back up. There you go, 4.
Yeah, and left back, right back, you're happy with.
Yeah.
You don't want to get a backup for Bellerin. He's the only right back we have in this club.
No, I'm good.
Apart from Jenkinson, but he's happy just collecting his money. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Coming up to the midfield now. First of all, what formation are you using, Mr. Emery?
4-3-3.
4-3-3. All right, so you're three midfield. And what is that? One
CDM, two central mids, and then two wingers, one striker.
Standard. So your CDM, I'm guessing, is Torreira.
Yes.
As backup, you've got rid of Elneny. You have... Yeah, he's pretty much... you kept Winnock, but he's not really... Oh, you've got Grandozzi as backup. Do you want to improve on the backup?
No.
No?
Grandozzi is good.
Okay. So your two central midfielders, obviously Ozil wants to play, well, he's going to have to play every game. Would you start him?
For now, yes, I would.
At that every home game or every home and away game?
Every game.
Because I see last season he was shit when it came to away games.
Yeah, but I'd play him and maybe get a backup. But...
So you play him and Xhaka, probably, as your... No?
Xhaka, yeah, because Caballero's not there yet.
Unless you want to go get him. He's available on a loan. Do you want to go get him?
Yes, on a loan, I'll get him.
So you've now got him on a loan. Take off roughly 5 million for his wages a year?
Roughly.
So you've now got Caballero, so you'd have Ozil and Caballero.
Ozil on the left, Caballero on the right.
Yeah. Well, I don't... You know more about me anyway. I don't give a shit where they play, to be honest with you. So, no more midfielders that you want to buy in? Just Caballero on the free?
No.
No?
That's good.
The midfield is good. You're happy with this?
Yeah.
And can I ask, what is your aim for this season? Are you aiming for to get us into Champions League?
Champions League.
Are you aiming to win us the league?
Champions League.
Champions League. So, the attack... So, you've got Aubameyang, Lacazette, and Reece Nelson. And, well, do you want to get Martinelli? You can get him. He's available for, I think Arsenal paid 5 mil for him.
For who?
Martinelli, the Brazilian boy. The one they just got in, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but he's not...
Not really a wow, big exactly. name, innit?
Yeah, exactly. Not yet.
All right, so who would you... You're happy with the attack of being Lacazette as striker...
Aubameyang
and Reece Nelson.
No.
So you're looking to improve that position.
So Aubameyang on the right, Lacazette striker, and
he will be on the left. You're not looking to improve that position whatsoever. You're happy with probably Reece Nelson being.
I have
no
money. I only have 15 mil.
You can pay in instalments. Like Arsenal right now, they with this Pepe deal, they're going to pay back the money in instalments.
Yeah.
And with the Thierry deal, the reason why that's taken so long is because apparently they're trying to do that with Celtic, but Celtic want the money in full right now.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
As I say, so you don't want to try and do one last thing in instalments that you think you could get away with? A club that wouldn't mind that sort of thing?
I would get James Rodriguez then.
James Rodriguez? He plays for...
Real Madrid.
Yeah, but wasn't he with...
He wasn't Bayern Munich on loan for 2 years.
And now he's with Real Madrid again. Yeah. And you think they've been willing to get rid of him?
They want to get rid of him, yeah.
Do you reckon on loan, perhaps?
On loan, yeah.
Yeah? So his wages alone will probably be about 10 million.
Roughly.
Yeah. He'd want a lot. Trust me. And don't forget, he's going to want to have to come to Arsenal. But for argument's sake, let's say he does. Oh, you love him, yeah? Well, isn't he a midfielder?
Yeah, midfielder, winger.
He can play as a winger?
Yeah.
So, with this new setup now, with that 45 million, you made profit, you done whatever you did to make 100 million at the end of it. And you spent pretty much all of it with a few loan signings here and there. And, oh, I wanted to ask you, would you have gotten Saliba? Well, you don't know enough about him.
No, he's good. He's good.
Would you have done what they did, what Arsenal did, get him in and then put him back on
loan? I wouldn't send him on loan, I would keep him there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Yeah. I think they paid 30 mil for him.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, madness. So your left back, first choice is Kolasinac. Backup is Monreal.
Yeah.
So that side hasn't changed whatsoever.
Yeah.
Your centre-back pairing is who?
Socrates and...
Ruben Neves.
Ruben Dias.
Ruben Dias.
Yeah.
And then your right back is Bellerin. And you have no backup.
And Niles as a backup.
He's not a backup. He's our right back.
But he can play there, so it's fine.
So then your midfield now is... Your CDM is Torreira. Your backup would be Guendouzi.
Yep.
Your two starting centre mids would be Ozil and Cabellos.
Yep.
Your strike and backups for them would probably be, what, Mkhitaryan?
Yeah.
And Winnick.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And Xhaka.
Oh, yes, of course. Xhaka, yeah, as backup. Then your attack now will be Lacazette in the middle. Aubameyang where?
Right.
And then...
It will be on the left.
So where does James Rodriguez come into this?
Rodriguez left, and it will be the backup. I forgot.
So you wouldn't... So you'd have Aubameyang. Lacazette in the middle.
Yeah.
Aubameyang on the right.
Rodriguez on the left.
And Rodriguez on the left. So backups for them, you'd have Rhys Nelson.
And...
Nketiah. Pretty much.
And it'd be Wobby as well.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. I forgot because he's unlisted as a midfielder on here. But he can play winger. Yeah. And with that team now, realistically, what would their chances be of top four?
We could get top four.
What position? Bearing in mind, in real life, by the way, the transfers that the other teams are currently doing.
Fourth.
So top four would be maybe... Either top two would be Liverpool and Man City again.
Probably.
Maybe. We don't know, but it could be. Third, Spurs, maybe again. And then Arsenal.
Yeah.
Because Chelsea are going to drop down because of that transfer ban, I reckon. They can't get anybody in, innit?
They got Pulisic.
Yeah, that's it.
still.
And they kept, what's his name?
And they have Frank Lampard, the manager now as well.
Yeah, as a manager. We don't know how he is as a manager.
Yeah, he's really good. He did well for Derby, whatever he was.
Yeah, he didn't win, though. He didn't win the cup, whatever that was.
No, but he did really well for them.
Didn't get them promoted, though. Not well enough.
But he did well for them.
So what, you probably have Chelsea as fifth, then?
Probably.
Just about.
Nah, Man U fifth.
So, who would... Man U have got Bissaka and that guy from Swansea so far.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Any other rumours they're looking to get?
The guy from Sport Lisbon, Bruno Fernandes.
My friend told me he's sick.
He's a midfielder, yeah.
My friend says he's like one of the best ones.
Yeah, he's really good.
And so you probably have Arsenal 4th, Man U 5th because you're a Man U fan, Chelsea 5th, and that's it. Wait, no, who am I missing out?
Chelsea 6th, yeah.
You'd have them 6th at the bottom. I reckon with that team we could do some damage. But you see what I mean? You see how hard it is? You see all the bullshit you have to do?
Yeah.
Compared to Man U, who's their manager now?
Solskjaer, yeah. I can't even think of
his name. That's why I'm asking you. I can't pronounce his name.
Yeah.
But the former player, same as Lampard, he could just go to the board and say, yo, give me 80 mil, they'll give him 80 mil, no problem. Yeah, you see what you have to do to raise your funds.
But Arsenal is rich as well.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that doesn't mean the manager's rich.
But the club is rich. Yeah, exactly. So they have the money to spend.
But it doesn't mean they will. You see my problem?
Yeah, true.
So you see now the problem they have.
Yeah.
But it can be
worked out.
Yeah, it can be worked out if they're willing to. But with certain players, like I demonstrated, some of them will not want to go.
Yeah, true.
It's hard. They say with these days, it's player power.
Yeah, nowadays, yeah.
Yeah. The players have all the power, I'm telling you. Especially if their contracts are running out. They can just fuck off if they want to.
Yeah.
They can flirt with other clubs. And Hazard. And I think we're going to... How long are we going on for now?
That
was a short one, about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a short one.
For today, yeah, it has.
For today. And like I told you guys...
Next time it'll be a longer one.
For sure. Next time as well, Hannah Robson will be with us. She's with us now in the room, always with us, in spirit. I'm joking, you can say hi now. Say hi.
Hi.
But yeah, we're going to call it a wrap there. Let us know, did Tana make the right decisions? Does he show enough football knowledge to put the club forward? If he was to
probably,
do it...
Probably, with my tactic 4-2-3, attacking, it'd be amazing.
Me personally, yeah, I think I'd do... Maybe not, yeah, some sort of 4-4-2 is what I do.
Or 4-2-3-1. That would be good as well.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. No five defenders or three defenders?
No. I don't like that.
Neither do I. I like the solid four.
Yeah.
I like how it used to be, just keep it like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, let us know if you disagree with anything he says. Let us know if you think I'm a terrible owner. I hope you do. And until the next time, guys.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye.